Hey, Google.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. I saw that I just missed your call.
Yeah, no problem. She's getting a text message to give me for me to give you guys a call.
Okay.
About my account being suspended.
Yeah, that's just because we're having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, the card ain't got no money because I didn't know it was supposed to have money. I thought on a recorded line I was explained by the salesperson that, no money would be drawn from the card until the pool was depleted. Well, my pool still has $530. You know, so I know that that's not necessarily your guy's fault or my fault. You just have to be patient until I put some money on the card. Do you want to try another pool tomorrow?
Sure. Yeah, and I think what they're trying to process is just to replenish the budget since you didn't use the whole budget last month. So they're only going to charge $576. But you think it might be good tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll say try again tomorrow, and if not, try again the day after. I mean,
okay. You
just got to be patient with me. I was misinformed when I first signed up. I'm still okay with your services. Obviously, I'm not asking for that balance back.
Okay.
I don't want to cut ties. I still want to use the service. I think that I can utilize it. I have utilized it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, just be patient, and I'll try again tomorrow, and if not, try again after that.
So let me just ask you, since you think that it might go through, you know, tomorrow or the next day, and of course we can give you, you know, more time. That's not a problem. But is the MasterCard ending in 3113, that's still the card that we're going to use?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'll make some notes on the account that we talked, and then everything should be good within the next couple of days, but I'll check the account next week. If I see that we're still having trouble, I'll reach out to you then, okay?
One quick question before you go. So once I pay you the money, how long do I have to wait before my page goes live again and I'm sponsored once again?
So it'll happen pretty much instantaneously. I just had one that I got off the phone with that his lead payment was failing. He updated the card, and I dashed that department, and they sent me a notification back that leads were up and running again. So all I have to do is notify that department, and then everything will be fluid again.
Okay. Was that a painter or a lawyer or a handyman?
Hold on. Let me look it up. I put his phone number on a spreadsheet. I don't even know if I looked at to what kind of company he was. I just took his payment and notified. He's HVAC, heating and air conditioning contractor.
Is that Allied?
No, it's not. He's a smaller company, but he's in
Terre
Haute, Indiana.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I got a couple calls from a lady that was dialing the exact number of Allied HVAC and plumbing, and she was getting my phone number, and the AI was listening to us, so they were like, you know, attempting a charge there, but it looks like they didn't charge me for that lead. It looks like the AI got it right on that one.
Good. Yeah, they're pretty good at monitoring that, but if you ever have a discrepancy, let us know, and we'll get it credited back, okay?
Yeah. One more question. If I ever have a discrepancy, how do I go back and listen to the audio of the phone call so that I can find the discrepancy?
I don't know how to answer that question because you don't have a call tracking number on your campaign. So what I'll do is once the payment goes through within the next couple of days, I'll send a message for that department to call you, and they can answer questions for you on how you go back and listen to the call if it's available without the call tracking number. If not, they might just ask you if you wanted to put one on.
Yeah, but that's something that was told to me before I made my first payment and signed up, that if I had a discrepancy, I can go back and listen to the message and challenge whether or not the AI was right in their decision in saying that that was a real lead for a bad lead.
Okay. I wonder
if
there's...
the world, I'm telling you.
You know, he's our expert in the field. Danny Nelson is the one that signed you up, and he's the one that knows the most about this program. So I'm thinking, because he wrote us a script that we could follow, because, you know, we're all kind of new to it. I've been with the company 11 years, but Google Guaranteed is a newer product. So he wrote the script, and he actually put in there that if there's discrepancies, we'll go in and monitor it and get the money credited back. So I don't know if maybe it was a misunderstanding, but if absolutely, if he promised you a call tracking number, I'm going to put a note on here, and then once the payment's up to speed, they can put that in place for you.
All right. Thank you so much for educating me. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you. You too, Jeffrey. Have a nice rest of your week, too. And if you need anything, you should feel free to call us back, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.